This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. There's an alarming number of large collars around now. 70s retro fashions have become popular, and two new movies have recreated the looks of the 70s. We invited the costume designers of those films to talk with us about bringing back the clothes from the decade taste forgot. Mark Bridges did the costumes for Boogie Nights, Carol Oditz for The Ice Storm. The Ice Storm, starring Kevin Kline, Joan Allen, and Sigourney Weaver, is set in 1973 and is about what happens when the sexual revolution hits the suburbs of Connecticut. Boogie Nights, starring Burt Reynolds, Mark Wahlberg, and Julianne Moore, is set between 1977 and 84 and is about a group of people who are stars, or are trying to be, in the subterranean world of pornographic films. No decade's fashions get laughs as quickly as the 70s. Big collars, bell-bottoms, crocheted vests, exposed chests, polyester suits. I asked Mark Bridges if he wanted the clothes in Boogie Nights to get laughs.
I think we had to be very, very careful and very aware of what was going to get a laugh or what people were going to relate to. There are funny things in Boogie Nights, but I think that we were really just trying to tell a story rather than get a laugh. And it's the scale of things, the story of Dirk buying clothes, those are amusing. But the rest of it, things like plaids, I didn't use any plaids in the movie, which was sort of a big thing in the 70s. But I felt it was too jokey, and I felt it was too, you see a lot of it now with the kids' plaid pants and stuff. So I think we were very careful not to try to get a laugh.
Now, Carol Oditz, I will tell you that in, I think it's the first scene in The Ice Storm, in the movie theater I saw it in, it's the first scene that you see Kevin Kline in.
Mm-hmm.
People started laughing when they saw Kevin Kline in his striped shirt with the kind of large collar and the brown vest and I think matching brown bell bottoms. People laughed, and I think part of the reason why they laughed is because half of them owned that outfit back in the 70s.
We've all been there. Yeah. You know, we've been there, and most people now find it hard to believe they were there. But when we were there, it was a very dynamic time. And I think the laughter is not just what it seems to be on the surface. I think that laughter says a lot. The early 70s, which is when Ice Storm was set in 73, is a period of pure design. And I learned to love it for that. Unlike what's happened since then, which we borrow and take from this period, that period, and try to form it into something, that time was so bold. And it did what it did, I think, brilliantly.
Give me an example of a costume that you designed for the movie that's an example of what you actually like about the 70s.
I designed all the costumes for the principal characters. I found almost nothing because what I was finding was jokey, and I didn't want to go there. The one costume that everybody asks me about is Sigourney's last costume.
Describe it.
At the party. It's a black kind of halter blouse, leaving her shoulders completely bare. It has a high turtleneck, but it's slit in the front and the back with large beads. And she wears large beads, a necklace. And she's wearing it with palazzo pants that are patterned. And the sum total of it is something wonderfully elegant and very powerful. What I found when I went back to the clothes, when I cut through to the core of what it really was very powerful, a lot of power in those clothes.
Well, since you mentioned what Sigourney Weaver's wearing toward the end of The Ice Storm, let me mention what Joan Allen is wearing. And I found this one just mortifying. I mean, she's wearing a long crocheted vest, I forget what the top underneath it was, with a kind of thin polyester type of long patterned skirt. And, it just struck me as in its own way, just epitomizing why I wouldn't want to go back to
but
70s.
But you either had it or knew people who had it, right?
Well, I didn't. I'm proud to say I didn't. I know I'm talking to the designer here, but you designed it for a character and not for yourself.
Yes, I designed it for a character very much so.
What did you want that to say?
Well, I was setting up a whole situation with those two families that one of the families, the family with Sigourney, which was the Williams family, were much darker, murkier tones. And the Hood family was much lighter, milkier tones. And I wanted that costume to really grow out of who Joan's character was. She was sort of floating. She was confused. Whereas Sigourney was a much more eccentric character. And I was really contrasting those two women throughout the whole movie.
Now, Mark Bridges, in Boogie Nights, some of the characters, the way they're dressed, really look like jackasses, which is what they are. I mean, some of the characters really are that. And other characters really look, you know, kind of interesting in their 70s clothes. Can you contrast for me the clothes you gave one of the characters who is supposed to be kind of goofy, and contrast that with the clothes of a character who's not?
Well, I think there's a character, Scotty J, who's sort of ill-fitting clothes. Paul had asked me to dress Scotty J. We knew it was going to be Philip. He said, as if he was a 14-year-old boy.
Scotty J is a young guy who's kind of overweight and,
yes,
and insecure, and works on the film crew in the
That's
porn
right.
industry.
And he sort of has clothes that his stomach shows and are two sizes, three sizes too small. And to me, that's kind of jokey and funny and outrageous. And he doesn't think anything of it. And then there's contrast Amber Waves, Julianne's character, who's sort of always in sort of pretty flowing disco dresses, Kiana dresses. One of our first meetings when I showed her sketches, you know, she was like, this works for me because it's pretty. It's not like gauche or ugly stuff for her. So she ends up looking somewhat together.
Mark Bridges, I'm wondering if in designing the clothes for Boogie Nights, particularly in designing the clothes for Burt Reynolds, if you went back and watched Burt Reynolds' movies from the 70s and gave him anything to wear that he actually wore in earlier films.
It was very interesting working with Burt Reynolds because as someone who's sort of come from a kind of studio system and what I think of as someone who, you know, an establishment star kind of thing, he knew what he looked good in. He knew what was right for his physique, the kind of neck he had, the kind of face, what kind of collar showed him off in his best light. And I did do some research on what Burt wore in the 70s. I have a wonderful book that's sort of a compilation that was done in the early 80s, and went from there. And also found, I work with one of his shirt makers, and we did some research. They have files back from like 30 years, and Burt had asked for, say, a blue tux shirt. We were able to go back into the files and look at what color that is in the swatch from, say, 1970. So that was a great resource, too, to make choices for what would work for Jack Horner and also work for Burt Reynolds.
Jack Horner is the director who he plays in the movie.
His character.
If you're just joining us, my guests are Mark Bridges, the costume designer for Boogie Nights, and Carol Oditz, costume designer for The Ice Storm. Both movies are set in the 70s, although I should say Boogie Nights continues on through 1984. Carol Oditz, where did you go for inspiration? Are there magazines, television shows, movies, record jackets that you consulted as reference points?
Yes, we went back completely. We lived in that period while we were rethinking what to do for it. There was a tremendous amount of magazine research. In fact, when the actors came in for fittings, the walls were wallpapered with magazine research from top to bottom, one end to the other, so they were saturated in it while we were working with the costumes. We also went back to the artists of the period. Hockney was very important for me. Alex Katz was important for the movie. And the idea of surface tension in all of the art from that period, the kind of lack of depth of field, was very important to the way I organized things on the body. And that translated into clothes. We had volumes of research. Everybody was doing research. And that's when I began to really, really appreciate this period of time, this period in time, in a way that I hadn't when I was living through it. I found it to be so bold, and I found there to be genius in how bold it was. It made no excuses or apologies for what it was. And I thought it was brilliant for that.
Mark, what did you use as reference points in doing the clothes for Boogie Nights?
We used a lot of primary research. It was the first film that I'd actually used Playboys and Penthouse and Chic magazines for research.
Oh, sure, that would be perfect.
Yeah, because the way that they style them and sort of what constitutes a sexy girl in 1977 was great. And I work very, I plot out sort of what look at what scene. And so we did a lot of primary research. Of course, we watch films like Saturday Night Fever. There's that unmistakable silhouette that of John Travolta, the high-rise pants with no pockets, very slim shirts. That was one of our primary research for the silhouette, minimal jewelry on the women, you know, what constituted sort of the disco craze, and of course, magazines, and there are television as well. That's California sensibility, 1977 television. So we used a lot of that as well.
My guests are Mark Bridges, costume designer for the new film Boogie Nights, and Carol Oditz, costume designer for The Ice Storm. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking about recreating the fashions of the 70s. My guests are Mark Bridges, costume designer for the new film Boogie Nights, and Carol Oditz, costume designer for The Ice Storm. Clothes really can transform a person, and I imagine a lot of actors feel more in character when they're wearing the character's clothes. Did you feel that any of the actors you were working with changed in any way when they started wearing period clothes from the 70s?
Yeah, they all did. I think you could pretty well say that across the board. Mark is shaking his head. Yes,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, they put on particularly the men in my movie, because the way those clothes are cut, they feel so different. They force your movement into something else, something we're not used to.
What do you mean?
Well, now with a gap on every corner, clothes are very loose. Those clothes were not very loose. They were tight in the thighs, those pants. They were cut so differently that, you know, I know you said you interviewed Kevin. He put on those clothes and felt quite restricted by them. And that worked for his character.
Yeah, because his character was pretty uptight.
Yes. There are times yeah. when he wasn't so happy about it, but it really worked for the character. Same with Jamie. It really worked for those guys. And the kids just fell in love with the clothes. Both Sigourney and Joan had a slightly different reaction. So they said, we would wear these out today. We love these clothes. And they felt right at home in the clothes. But the men had a more difficult time because they felt so differently than clothes feel on men today.
Mark, what about the actors in Boogie Nights?
Absolutely. And you could see it right from the very first fitting where they would put on their polyester pants. And again, very cut, very tightly, no pockets, all revealing. And I think you know the story of Boogie Nights. You know, so the pants made a big difference in how they walked, moved, and carried themselves. And my very first fitting with Mark Wahlberg, you know, he went through these different types of pants going to 70s to 80s and would put on a different character every time he had a different kind of pant on. He was acting as soon as you put the clothes on, and he, you know, he was just great about it. It gave him something to go off of, and, you know, I feel like I'm doing my job then.
Yeah. Carol, you had said that you couldn't buy what you were looking for in the thrift stores and vintage clothing stores.
I couldn't
stores.
Find it.
Because those were just like the big, broad, gaudy things, and you wanted more kind of high-end stuff.
I was looking for high-end, and it just wasn't there. It absolutely was not there. Now, I was told when I went to a couple of the costume houses in New York that what they had of that period that was high-end was out by certain 7th Avenue designers because it was being knocked off. Whether that's the case or not, I wasn't finding it.
Mark, what about you? Did you have any luck at thrift stores and vintage clothing stores?
Absolutely. We just searched high and low from everything from, you know, Salvation Army to the sort of trendy areas on Melrose Avenue. And I found it a little difficult to find specific pants. There's that kind of 1977 pant, which is unmistakably 1977. It's very high-waisted, no pockets, thin polyester. I remember what we did in the late 70s when it started to seem like the silhouette was going to change. We had them all cut down to be straight. So maybe that's what happened to a lot of those pants. You got rid of your bell bottom. You still had the high waist, but you got rid of your bell bottom. So I found it very difficult to find those specific pants, and I really needed them. Also, sort of all the young kids, you know, high school kids, teenagers are loving this retro, the prints, the Kiana shirts from the disco era. So I did have a little competition there on the shopping.
So did you end up having to make things yourself?
There were specific things that we made. Dirk's denim tuxedo that he wins his first adult film award in, we made that, a wonderful tailor. It was just, I had seen research of a three-piece denim suit, and I thought, well, why not take it one more step to the ridiculous? And it wasn't even that ridiculous. I mean, because there were three-piece suits for business out of denim with top stitching, so why not have a tux?
Why do you think that 70s has been repopularized through this retro 70s look? What do you make of that?
It depends on what you're talking about. I mean, I think that the late 70s, the late 70s stuff that we're talking about in 1977, 78, 79, you know, it's body conscious. It's sort of sexy in a naive way. I think it's great. It looks great on young bodies. So I think that's why the kids have sort of embraced it too. And then growing up with television, the reruns, you know, they see like Charlie's Angels and they think it's a cool look. Wouldn't it be great now? You know, that, as far as the late 70s, that's my take on it.
Carol, what's your take?
I think the reason we keep going back to the late 60s, early 70s is something I said earlier. It has so much to do with how alive everything was at that point. And the clothes are part of that aliveness. These clothes that were worn at that point were not like anything that had gone before. You know, it was breaking new ground. And it came from a sense of who we were as a young culture at that time. The kids were creating it. It wasn't the designers. That was a big difference. It was a first. It was coming from the streets. It was coming from Carnaby Street. It was coming from the kids in denim. It was coming off the streets. It's one reason that our parents looked a little ridiculous. It wasn't meant for them. But they adopted it because all of a sudden we became so youth-oriented. And I think that the kids now really wish they had lived through that, and they didn't, so they're wearing the clothes from the time.
If you were doing films set in 1997, and you wanted to get in a little bit of spoofing of that period, what do you think you'd be looking at?
Oh, dear.
Well, for me, I think it's the oversized clothing is still with us. Men's, there's still like huge, huge pants. I've just seen the biggest pair of pants on Melrose this past weekend that I've ever seen. They remind me of the Oxford bags from the 30s, but they've got to be even bigger. And then huge shoes.
Yes, those sneakers especially.
I don't know if you've been in the mall lately, but every single pair of shoes practically is like a huge, thick, bigger platform than it ever was in the 70s, a moon boot kind of look. So I think sort of the overscaleness, and then this, just exaggerate the shapes. Like we're getting to a very, very skinny top and then a very huge bottom and then bigger feet. So I'd probably do the real A silhouette for 97.
And Carol, what would you do for 97?
I think one of the hallmarks right now is that we keep reaching to other places, many, many, many other places, rather than having a clear identity for this moment. And I think if I were going to spoof it, I would spoof that, how we're sort of grabbing and groping every place else rather than finding what the moment really is for us.
Where is every place else?
Every place. I mean, in terms of clothes for periods, we're going back to the 70s, the 60s, the 40s. With the corsetry, we're going back to another century. We're going every place. With the new fabrics, we're trying to go to the future. It's a hodgepodge.
Yeah, and there's ethnic stuff, too.
Absolutely. Everything is being thrown in with no clear, singular identity of what it is that's defining now or that's springing from now. And perhaps the identity is that it's a hodgepodge and a time of great confusion. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you each do when you have clothes that you no longer like, but that still fit, and that aren't worn out yet? Do you feel like it's okay to just get rid of them? And if you get rid of them, what do you do with them? Do you throw them out, give them through a thrift store, a friend, sell them?
Well, the only appropriate thing to do with them in New York is to give them to the homeless, and that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
I have a whole closet of clothes like that, but when I do finally break down to get rid of them, it's to a thrift store, because I use thrift stores a lot, and I rely on thrift stores just because you find the most incredibly unique, worn-in things that are great for a character or something. So I give back and start that cycle all over again with thrift stores.
Mark Bridges designed the costumes for Boogie Nights. Carol Oditz designed the costumes for The Ice Storm.